Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on, no fooling. It's April Fool's Day. Who'd have thunk? But I am still coming to you today. And I have no intention of fooling around, at least not during the video this morning. This is the first Wednesday of Lent that we will not be gathering for a soup supper and conversations. For the last five Wednesdays, we've gathered here at the church for a delicious soup supper and then the opportunity to have conversations and to practice putting into practice our relational covenant and having conversations about things that we might disagree about. And I'm grateful for the over 50 people who participated at least one week, if not all five of the weeks, in those conversations. It was a great turnout and appreciate your engagement in that exercise. And I'm sorry to have to break it to you that tonight you're going to have to find some dinner on your own. There's no soup for you tonight. Andrea just rolled her eyes behind the camera, shocking as that may be. Anyway, we're in the middle of Holy Week, and that's the reason we're not meeting tonight, because during this week, the final week of Lent and this season of reflection and contemplation, this is an opportunity for each of us to remember what transpired for Jesus and the disciples in this, the final week of his life and the days leading up to his arrest and his crucifixion and ultimately the resurrection. We will gather together in person on Thursday night, tomorrow night, for a Monday-Thursday service. Monday, which comes from the word that means command. And on that night, we'll remember that Jesus gave the disciples and us a new commandment, that we should love one another as he has loved us. And Jesus will demonstrate his love for the disciples by washing their feet prior to sharing in what we come now to know as the Last Supper, prior to his betrayal by Judas and his arrest, and ultimately being led to the trial that he would stand. And on Good Friday, we will gather both at noon and 7 p.m. At 7 o'clock service will be live streamed for a Good Friday service as we reflect on the last, really the words of Jesus. And it's a tenebrae service, and we'll be reading scripture and reflecting and praying together as we remember that on that dark day, Jesus was led to Golgotha and placed upon the cross and nailed there in order that he might die a horrific death for us. And during the afternoon on Good Friday, we'll have the Stations of the Cross set up in the Biblical Garden on the St. Patrick Court side of the church for anybody in the community, anybody as part of the church who'd like to come and reflect and to read through the Stations of the Cross and reflect on the artwork that's included and spend some time in prayer and contemplation. That'll be set up from noon until 7 on Friday afternoon. And then we will come together on Sunday morning at 8:30 and 11 to celebrate the good news of the resurrection. For us, we go into Holy Week knowing that the week doesn't just end with death on Friday, but it really then begins again with the resurrection on Sunday. And that's the hope and the promise that we each share and can participate in. And I encourage you to this week to reflect upon the gift and the sacrifice that's been made for you and for all the world. And then also to join in the chorus of Alleluias come Sunday morning when we celebrate the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ together. Thanks for spending a part of this April Fool's Day with me, and I hope to see you in worship sometime. Take care.